Parkville Local Radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Prosecutors are expected to rest their case today in former President Trump's criminal hush money trial in New York. It'll be the final day of testimony from his former lawyer, Michael Cohen. Then for the defense, ABC's Eric Kotursky says
it's still an open question whether Trump ultimately decides to testify in his own defense. So many legal experts say it would be unlikely. It's far too risky. But Donald Trump is the most unique criminal defendant in American history.
President Biden criticized Trump in weekend speeches in Atlanta and Detroit as he seeks to improve his standing among young black voters. Iran's President Ibrahim Raisi was killed in a helicopter crash in the northwestern part of the country, along with the foreign minister and seven others. He was considered a possible successor to the supreme leader. And the Dolly container ship expected to be refloated and moved today in Baltimore nearly 2 months after it hit the Key Bridge. This is ABC News. After AI announcements last week from Google and OpenAI, this week it's Microsoft's turn at its annual Build conference for developers. ABC's Mike DeBusky has a preview.
Ahead of Microsoft's annual developer conference this week, the tech giant is planning to release some new products. The company says CEO Satya Nadella will talk about the company's AI vision across hardware and software. The hardware part is expected to come in the form of updates to the company's Surface Pro tablets and the Surface laptop. On the software side, Windows 11 is readying an AI Explorer feature, which aims to organize your computer using artificial intelligence. Mike DeBusky, ABC News.
The football world is remembering the man known as the original Raider. Hall of Famer Jim Otto has died, one of the last players in the league to wear double zero. He spent 15 years as the rugged center for the Oakland Raiders in the 60s and 70s. He never missed a game. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Federally funded food pantries in Wisconsin have to stop asking for identification in October. State health officials say the aim is to improve access for people who need it most. But some pantry officials wonder how they'll track demographic information or prevent food shortages. Wisconsin Republicans gathering in Appleton this weekend for the state party convention. Democrats are raising a lot more money these days, but state GOP chair Brian Schimming isn't fazed.
Their cost per vote's pretty high. They dropped over $100 million on Ron Johnson and lost. And so I always tell people what's...
Money doesn't tell the whole story?
Money does not tell the whole story at all.
Schimming speaking with Wisconsin Eye. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Media News. I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin DNR and the Lake Michigan Fisheries Forum will be hosting a public meeting at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, May 29th at Lakeshore Technical College to discuss current and future rules governing whitefish trawling in Lake Michigan. Attendees are invited to attend virtually or in person to learn about the DNR's onboard camera monitoring over the last 4 years and to discuss and comment on the current rules and proposed changes for the start of the 2026 fishing season. The Wisconsin DNR is also asking Wisconsinites to make small changes to their routines to help improve Wisconsin's air quality this clean air month. Their suggestions include things such as choosing to ride your bike or walk once a week rather than using a vehicle, and ensuring vehicles are regularly serviced and not carrying too much cargo, stating, quote, mileage drops by roughly 4% for every 100 pounds of cargo a vehicle carries, end quote. They also suggest residents do not burn things such as yard clippings or trash, instead suggesting recycling or composting. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
Brewers come up short in Houston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost 9-4 to the Astros, coming up short 2-1 in the series. Milwaukee pitcher Colin Ray giving up 4 runs in the first inning alone. Manager Pat Murphy.
Colin didn't have his best game, but at the same time, you know, he battled and gave us a lot of innings. You know, he battled, and the 5 that he gave us were crucial. We didn't do a good job after that, but 2 home runs hurt us badly.
The Crew are now in Miami to face the Marlins tonight. NFL, OTAs get underway tomorrow in Green Bay. Voluntary workouts. Matt LaFleur asked how Jordan Love is doing heading into year 2 as the starter.
I think it just shows how far he's come, his maturity level, and really kind of taking the reins, taking ownership of this team. And he's been fantastic throughout the course of the offseason. And, you know, that's kind of what we expect from him.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Clouds with patchy fog and a few isolated showers and thunder showers are possible today. Our high right around 69. Tonight, 49. Tomorrow, scattered rain and thunderstorms. And there could be some heavy rain with an inch to 2 inches or more possible by late tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
Here we go.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Darius Rucker.
Q Country.
Trying to work things out, but now
friends. You know the color of my coffee. Too many t-shirts in my closet that you bought me. At this point, I can't unlearn the things you taught me about myself. You pick the music when I'm driving. Your mama always takes my side when you fight me. And these days, my dog likes you more than he likes me. You can just tell. So what am I supposed to unlisten to every song written?
get your drinks up high. Everybody feeling alright. Damn right. Cause tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down like this quiet little country town to get up. Drop a tailgate on your truck. Find a gig and feel you go. Oh, we'll kick it on back. Little mama looking at you like that. I think you wanna slide on in like a whistle.
On your radio at 98.3 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store. 98Q Country.
37 after 6. Good Monday. How was your weekend? It's all right. Weather certainly cooperated. Saturday was a little bit breezy. Well, a lot breezy on Saturday. And we had some storms roll in. Some areas saw some hail, some isolated severe stuff on Saturday. But the rest of the day was pretty good. And yesterday was about as good as it gets. Mosquitoes are lingering, of course, like they always do every year. That's kind of expected. 67 is our high temperature for today. Got some rain showers to start out. A thunderstorm is also possible in some areas. Thick cloud cover and some sunshine mixed in with that today, too. So let's not give up on the day, although it's a cloudy and wet start to the day. The rest of the week, kind of a roller coaster here. Close to 70, upper 60s, 70 today, tomorrow. About 59 on Wednesday. And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 60s. So not crazy warm, but warm enough. I don't know. I think a lot of people in the North Woods would say upper 60s, low 70s, low mid 70s. We're all right with that, right? I know there's a few of you who's like, I want 90 and humid. Well, that's why God made Florida, so we don't we try not to do that too much up here. The growing season is certainly doing pretty well out there. Yeah, perennials are popping. Everything's popping. Mosquitoes are huge. Oh, they're huge. We're waking up to 54 right now and some late rain showers here in the Park Falls area. The Brewers continue to, they're in first place. They just continue to do what they're doing and hanging in there. I mentioned the chance of rain today. Tomorrow appears to be a wet one with on and off rain showers, some heavy during the day tomorrow. So this is the way it's supposed to be, right? You have a nice weekend, go back to work on Monday, and it's raining. Let's find out what's happening around our great state, around the world. Twice an hour, we give you a little news and sports update.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Prosecutors are expected to rest their case today in former President Trump's criminal hush money trial in New York. It'll be the final day of testimony from his former lawyer, Michael Cohen. Then for the defense, ABC's Eric Katursky says
it's still an open question whether Trump ultimately decides to testify in his own defense. So many legal experts say it would be unlikely. It's far too risky. But Donald Trump is the most unique criminal defendant in American history.
President Biden criticized Trump in weekend speeches in Atlanta and Detroit as he seeks to improve his standing among young black voters. Iran's President Ibrahim Raisi was killed in a helicopter crash in the northwestern part of the country, along with the foreign minister and seven others. He was considered a possible successor to the supreme leader. And the Dolly container ship expected to be refloated and moved today in Baltimore nearly 2 months after it hit the Key Bridge. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State lawmakers are renewing their call for a task force on missing and murdered black women and girls in Wisconsin. The call comes at the same time that more dismembered remains believed to be Shardae Robinson's were found in Illinois. Representative Sheila Stubbs has tried and failed to move the bill forward for 3 years. Vice President Kamala Harris in Milwaukee Thursday, reminding black voters in particular what the Biden administration is doing to boost jobs in the economy.
We are dropping trillions of dollars on the streets of America right now to build back up our roads and our bridges, our sidewalks, to invest in a clean energy economy.
Wisconsin voters tell the Marquette poll the economy is their top issue, but only 14% of black voters in the state think the economy is doing well. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
News. I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. This past Wednesday, the Northwoods Classic Car Club embarked on their first cruise of the season. We joined Vice President Greg Griesel for a brief discussion.
Just want to talk about the great cruise we had here this past Wednesday night. We got together. It was a beautiful night. And the season is now. Everybody's kind of getting their classic cars out, and we're anxious to hit the highways and hit the road. We went up to a nice cruise up to Glidden there, had a delicious meal there at Lena's. Great camaraderie. And like to invite anybody out there, if they're interested in joining Northwoods Classic Car Club, you don't need to have a classic car. You're welcome to join us. If you want more information, information, feel free to contact me at 715-492-2654.
Duluth Mayor Roger Reinert says the city is addressing the flaws in their snow emergency plan, citing street clearing delays due to parked cars and posts on Facebook. One proposed solution is stricter enforcement of the Sunday turnover, urging cars to switch sides. A new plan could be set by winter. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
The Packers back in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers began OTAs, voluntary off-season practices. The team has a new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley. Matt LaFleur on what he likes about Hafley's coaching style.
Just to see how he interacts with the guys. You know, he does a great job of giving them the why behind everything we're doing. You know, being able to throw counters to what people are going to do.
NBA, the team that eliminated the Bucks, the Indiana Pacers, winning Game 7 over the Knicks, 130-109 in New York, to advance in the playoffs. Knicks guard Jalen Brunson suffering a broken hand in the game. Baseball, the Brewers in Miami after losing 9-4 to the Astros. Pat Murphy with praise for Houston catcher and former Brewer Victor Caratini.
And I'll tell you, you want an unsung hero of the weekend, it's Caratini. Caratini did a great job understanding how to get the most out of his pitchers. He made a difference. If it wasn't noticed, Caratini made a difference this weekend.
That's Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Stop gutter worries with Lynn Stunkel at Complete Rain Gutters. 30-plus years experience brings peace of mind. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote today. Your gutters deserve the best.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
We're going to jump on with Pete from Wheelway in Fifield, and we are celebrating a 50th anniversary for Wheelway. Is that right?
Absolutely. To celebrate 50 years in business, we're giving specials all across the board. Home of the $39.95 oil change, $10 off alignments, $50 off a set of tires, many discounts. You should be receiving a mailer in the mail, so check your mailbox for many discounts.
All right, save big with 50 years of savings. And if they want to schedule their appointment down there for service work, Pete, they can give you a call, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call. Our phone number is 715-762-2467. The number again is 715-762-2467.
Very good. A couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Wheelway in Fifield.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Clouds with patchy fog and a few isolated showers and thundershowers are possible today. Our high right around 69. Tonight, 49. Tomorrow, scattered rain and thunderstorms. And there could be some heavy rain with 1 to 2 inches or more possible by late tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
From downtown.
Move it!
To down in the holler. Get your country on with us.
So much fun.
98Q Country.
Waiting on the radio again. I want what I want. But hey, don't we all? When there's something.
favorites,
your classics,
your country. 98 Q Country.
We're in for some little bit of rain today, maybe a lot of rain tomorrow. Our civic meteorologist indicating it could be a really heavy rain day tomorrow, which isn't good news for our tournament softball teams for tomorrow, but they've got a little leeway to move some games around, so they should be okay. My weekend was good. Thanks for asking. I hope yours was good. Plenty of time to get out and enjoy the sun and walk the dog and chase the cat around the yard, whatever you did, because there'll be a little more indoor activity here today, tomorrow. Although, don't give up on today. I am giving up on tomorrow, weather-wise, as far as doing stuff outside. But today, I think we'll see some afternoon moments that'll probably be all right. That wind today will be out of the southwest, very light. But as our meteorologists have mentioned already this morning, tomorrow we're going to see an east to southeast wind 10 to 30 tomorrow with rain likely. And some areas getting maybe an inch or two of rain during the day tomorrow. We don't need that much in that short of a time frame. It looks like that could happen tomorrow. We will cover some more. We'll do what we do here. We'll get you some news and sports and get you updated. Tournament softball gets under, well, it already kind of got underway, but all teams in action tomorrow after some sub-regional play last Thursday. And then tournament baseball will get going on Thursday. We'll have local coverage for you this week, Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to download that Civic Media app. Get 98Q on your phone so you can listen to the ball games right through your cellular device.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, they craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Their strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. As the number one brokerage in the Northwoods, they can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive their commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Lauren Wielowski Ball, CPA and Phillips, for all of your bookkeeping and accounting needs. 715-339-6985.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.
Clouds with patchy fog and a few isolated showers and thunder showers are possible today. Our high right around 69. Tonight, 49. Tomorrow, scattered rain and thunderstorms. And there could be some heavy rain with an inch to 2 inches or more possible by late tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Let's go! Go!
Want to connect with us?
Oh, yeah.
We got one of those Facebook thingies if you want to follow us.
98Q Country.
Brand new strains, yes it did.
right now, Tyler Hubbard at 98Q Country. Good luck to our track athletes. Hopefully rain will hold off enough today to get all the regionals in, as WIAA track regionals are being held, our regional here locally in Phillips. So hopefully all will go well to get that going at, what are we looking at, about a 3:30 start. So if the weather's appropriate, you want to go down and watch some of our track athletes go at it. They'll be doing that in Phillips. The top four from each event will advance on to sectionals later on this week. And our area track sectionals are being held in Cameron this year, and again on Thursday. So good luck to our area athletes. I'm optimistic that we're going to get that in today. If it was tomorrow, I'd be like, But today it's not going to be perfectly dry. There's a chance it could be, but the chances of rain are definitely less than tomorrow. Let's get some words of wisdom. For a Monday, the 20th of May, Focus on the Family this morning is being brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
What is human life worth? Does every race deserve to be treated with dignity? What about the elderly, the unborn, or the disabled? One of the most important ideals our nation has pursued for 250 years is the belief that all people are created equal. Yet throughout that time, we've struggled to agree on exactly how to define human equality. After all, we don't all have equal ability, talent, or intelligence. In fact, there are many more ways that divide us than bring us together. So how exactly should we define equality? It has to begin with this. For all people to be equally valuable, there must be something about every single one of us that is equally true, something that can never change. The value of every human being goes far beyond what we can see at first glance. Every single person has profound worth because every single person is just that, a person, not an animal or a sophisticated biological machine. A human being. You and I deserve dignity, not because we're a particular height, shape, or color. We deserve dignity regardless of whether we're young or old, not yet born, or severely disabled in need of constant care. Every human being has immeasurable worth simply because, as our Constitution says, it's endowed to us by our Creator. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
Oh, it's been actually really good. I'm 81 years old. I'm a retired nurse, and I have found, I've taken it for about 5 years, I do feel better. At first, you know, there wasn't a drastic change, but I found it really has made, you know, a difference in my lifestyle. It does improve our quality of life.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order, plus $10 off any additional sets with free shipping and our money back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code BALANCE.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls. Park Pharmacy can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Their Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy, your Health Mart pharmacy, who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
At University of Maryland Global Campus, we give our students credit. Credit for deciding while stuck in traffic to get a bachelor's degree. Credit for managing 3 kids, 2 dogs, and a full-time job to pursue an MBA. Students at UMGC can use prior learning or relevant experience to earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's, and graduate students can transfer up to 12 credits toward their master's. Plus, get your application fee waived through May 31st. Flexible online and hybrid classes start soon. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics, the family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road, as an object for drivers to weave around to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots. The answer's coming up.
Message that we can get up. You need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Gwitt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between De Pere and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
It's better. If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Like 2 lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Experience all this and more on America's largest 5G network. It's better, better. At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a line. Switch today.
With AutoPay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 45% off 2 lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome plan benefits vary. See detail.
Clouds with patchy fog and a few isolated showers and thunder showers are possible today. Our high right around 69. Tonight, 49. Tomorrow, scattered rain and thunderstorms. And there could be some heavy rain with 1 to 2 inches or more possible by late tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
Hey, we're back. Whether you're getting over someone,
I'm gonna need some wind.
To party. Country makes you feel something.
98 Q Country.
Girl, that's how I feel. Just when she
She got one of them. Out, I love you. I do. You got whatever it is.